Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Kareem from the Hot Dawah Group. This is Hot Dawah Media Presents Glad Tidings, Season 2, Episode 6. The name of today's show will be We Love Jesus Too, Isa alayhi salam. Before we get started, just want to give you just go through a couple of things and let you know about today's episode. We'll be covering the great prophet Jesus and us Muslims in the Arabic. His name is, we call him Isa, alayhi salam. Alayhi salam means peace and blessings be upon him. This is from Allah. We will cover all aspects of his life, his birth, his life, the lies attributed to him, and his return. Yes, as Muslims, we believe that Jesus, Isa, alayhi salam, will return before the end of time. Just to throw out a little bit, I'll switch between calling them Jesus and Isa, alayhi salam, so it'll be no confusion. We're talking about the same person, but the only difference is that as Muslims, we believe that certain lives have been given to Jesus, certain things have been taken away from Jesus. So when the Jesus and Isa that I speak about is the Jesus that's in the Quran, that's made reference to in the Bible. It's the same person, it's just the attributes associated with him has been changed for certain reasons. So there we go. So to get started, Jesus to Muslims in Islam is called Isa bin Maryam, alayhi salam. The reason it's called bin Maryam, bin means son of the best translation I can give you is son of. Maryam is Mary. And why is he called Isa bin Maryam? Is because he had no father. It said, you know, Christians believe that this is where one of the differences come in. They believe that Jesus was sent and he's the son of, and he was sent to the whole world and that he's the son of Allah. But Allah says in the Quran that he begot none, nor is he begotten. The Quran is the verbatim word of Allah. So Allah doesn't lie. He has no reason to lie. He's the creator of all. So why would he lie? He has no, he gains nothing by lying. And he doesn't lie. So he tells you in his book, the verbatim words of him, from him, that he has no son. He begots none, nor is he begotten. So that means Jesus, that means Adam, that means Moses, that means Noah, peace and blessings be upon him. That means David, that means myself, that means you, or anybody else. He has no family. So Jesus is not his son. So to go on to with Jesus' life, the birth of Isa, is covered in the Quran and Surah Maryam. The surah starts off talking about the birth of Maryam, and it goes on to talk about her growing up in the temple under the care of Prophet Zechariah, who was her I believe it's, no, I don't believe it. I know that's her cousin. So it goes on to talk about how, then the surah goes on to talk about how Zechariah goes on to have Yahya, John the Baptist, and how he grows up to be a prophet. But that's a whole other story for another day. While in the temple, Miriam is visited by an angel, Jibril, and he gives her glad tidings of the birth of Isa. So it goes on to say that she's taken aback because she's saying that she's a virgin. And then how can she be pregnant? So Jibril goes on to explain to her the process and all that. So you can find this in the Surah Maryam in the Quran. I don't have enough time to cover all of this. But it's a very interesting story. And it gives you a better explanation, and it lets you know the truth from the fluff that we find in the Bible. Saying all this about Jesus being born in the manger and the three wise men and the star David and all this other hoopla has been added to this and to make this a bunch of fluff. And it gets to the crux of what's going on with Jesus. So Esau was born to Miriam, who was a virgin, like I said earlier, hence the name Esau ben Miriam. And it is quoted in the Quran that Esau, after his birth and while as a child, he had several miracles. You can find some of this in the Quran in Surah 3, which is chapter 3, verse 46. Also in Surah 19, the chapter 19, the book is named Miriam, after Jesus' mother, and verse 30 through 33. So it's not clearly understood if he only received revelation as an adult or if he received some as a child, but I know for sure that this is not debated, that he received revelation after becoming mature, after moving into maturity. The revelation that Jesus received is called the angel. The angel declares the truth of the previous revelation, similar to the Quran. The Quran comes and it supports certain aspects of the Bible, that has been changed. But as Muslims, we are encouraged not to read the Bible for the simple fact that everything that you need to know that's from the Bible is in the Quran. And this takes me off the subject for a real quick second. Today's show was going to be about the truth and lies of the Bible, but that's not what we're here for. We're not here to denounce the Bible. We're not here to put the Bible down. You know, that doesn't do anything for you. That doesn't help you out in your cause. All that does is make you out to say, well, I'm right and you're wrong, or this is the problems in your Bible. So instead of getting people and trying to get people to become Muslim, you turn them off from any faith or whatever. Then they start going with questions like, well, if this is lies, everything is lies. So that's not our goal. That's not our purpose. It's just to show you the beauty of the Quran, the beauty of this deen, Islam, and to help us out, to help all human beings out. This is not a religion for just us. This is a religion for the whole world. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was sent the last prophet for humanity, not for the Arabs, not for the blacks, not for the Koreans. He was sent as the prophet of all humanity. And there will be no more prophets to the end of time. And so the purpose of Prophet Muhammad is to come and spread this revelation and this great deen of Islam. So it's not here to denounce anybody. It's just to get everybody on the right path. So back to the show. The angel declares the truth of previous revelations, as I said, from the Torah and the Psalms that were received to previous prophets. Quran speaks very favorably of the angel, which describes how it fulfills the hearts of the believers and the followers with meekness and piety. The Quran says the original biblical message has been distorted or corrupted over time. That is the purpose of the Quran, to come and to fulfill all that's been lost. To come with truth, to help guide man into paradise. This is the Prophet Muhammad, so peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, had the Sahaba, his companion. Jesus also had his own companions that were called the disciples. Unlike in the Bible, the disciples aren't named in the Quran, because you and I both know that these people lived in the Middle East area, so they weren't named. These disciples, these companions of our prophet Isa alayhi salam, was, you know, they weren't called Paul and Jacob and all these other names. These weren't the names of these people. These are European names. So you best believe these weren't the names of these gentlemen. So it goes on to speak about his disciples in several verses in the Quran. So you can look into that. Islamic texts deny the crucifixion or death attributed to Jesus by the New Testament. The Quran states that the Jews and the Romans sought to kill Jesus, Isa, but they did not crucify him or kill him. It was just made to appear that way. Muslims believe that Jesus was not crucified, but instead he was raised up to Allah, unto the heavens. This rising is often understood to mean the ascension of Jesus. It's something, real quick, just a side note also. So it's written in books, and it's talked about in the circles about Jesus being substituted. Instead of, it's a story, I'll give you a quick story. I believe you can find this in one of Ibn Kathir's books. He's a great scholar of Islam, that they went to kill Jesus. Jesus knew they were coming, so he asked somebody to stand in his place. And this person was made to look like Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. And so this person was crucified or killed instead of Jesus. Now, this is not found in the Quran, and I don't know of any hadith that speaks about this to this point. So with this, I just say that this is a story. A lot of Ibn Kathir's books and a lot of his subjects are taken from books from the people of the scripture. They're taken from their stories taken from the people of the book. So this may have been a story that early Christians knew about. But you have to understand, the early Christians didn't believe that Jesus was crucified. And the Jews most definitely don't believe that Jesus was crucified. So this may have been stories from the early Christians. This may have been stories from the Jews. You know, who knows? But that's just a story about it. That's neither here nor there. It's another avenue just in case it's brought up to you at a different time. The second coming of Isa. We as Muslims believe that Jesus will come back. Jesus will come back during the time of a great difficulty for the Muslims. During this time, it will be a battle between the Muslims led by Imam Mahdi, which also will be a show later on, and a battle between the Muslims led by Imam Mahdi, which means reformer of Islam, and the Dajjal, which is known to all others as the Antichrist. We believe in the Antichrist also. Isa will descend at the time of prayer, and he will pray behind the Imam Mahdi. Then he will join the Muslims in jihad against the Dajjal, and then eventually end up slaying him. The Dajjal Antichrist is the false Messiah. First he'll come and he'll say that he's a prophet of sorts. Then he'll come along and he'll say that he is Jesus, which is why they call it the Antichrist, and he's called the false Messiah. Then he'll go on and say that he is Allah himself, which we know that's not true, because no man can be Allah. So this also will be a show later on. But the purpose of me telling this is to give you a better understanding. So he'll come across, he'll do all this, and he'll say that he's doing all this, and this is all of his own accord. But we all understand, as Muslims, that everything happens because of the will of Allah. So this is not him doing this. This is the will of Allah allowing this to happen. So in a later show, I'll give you the whole explanation. But this is just a crux to give you a better understanding at this moment. After the death of Imam Mahdi, Jesus will assume leadership of all Muslims. So he won't come. He'll fall up under the Sharia of Prophet Muhammad, the Sharia of Islam, because there will be no more prophets. But he's a prophet that already has been here, so it's not like he's coming with any new ideas or adding anything to the Sharia. He'll come along, he'll follow the Sharia, and he'll be a prophet of Islam as he was before, with the Islam that we know today. So he'll come, he'll lead the Muslims. We'll go through a time of peace. We'll go through a time of great prosperity. But during this time, it will have one more problem before Jesus' death, his real death, and it'll be Gog and Magog. And what this is a tribe of people who were causing havoc during an earlier time, and they'll come back. They'll get through this wall that was built for them. You can find this on the Mutaki Ishmael's website. He did a show on this. It's in the surah, and it talks about Gog and Magog and Dhulqarnain, and how they were blocked off from causing havoc on the world, and it's hadith about them. So I'm not going to cover it in my show since it's already been covered by this brother. So you go to his website, Islamic Learning Material, look up that show. It's from last season, I believe, and it's the Surah 18, Stories of the Quran, and you'll look up, type in the search, Gog and Magog, G-O-G. That's Gog, Magog, M-A-G-O-G, and it'll tell you about it. It's a good story. Maybe a later time we'll cover it on our own just to add emphasis to it. But Gog and Magog is the ancient tribe that will come and cause disruption on the earth. So because of the Muslims will be in a bad situation at that time also. It's almost like right behind the whole killing of the Dajjal. But Jesus will make supplication. He'll pray to Allah, and Allah will have them killed. Allah will have them killed by some worm that the birds will drop on them, and it'll eat through their necks. Jesus will rule the earth for about 40 years. That's the understanding that I've received. After which, he'll die. The Muslim will perform the funeral prayer on him, which is called a janazah, which also we'll cover on a future show. And they will bury him in the city of Medina in the grave left vacant by the Prophet Muhammad. It'll be to his left side. Because when Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, died, then the next person to die from his close companion, was Abu Bakr, which was his friend and also his father-in-law. And he was buried to Jesus' right. To Prophet Muhammad's right. Then the next person buried to Abu Bakr was the next Khalifa. Abu Bakr was the first Khalifa. The second Khalifa was, which means ruler. And the second person to die was Omar. And so he was buried to the right of Abu Bakr. So in this grave right now is Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. To his right is Abu Bakr. To his right is Omar. Then to the left of Prophet Muhammad, after his death, Isa will be buried. So to wrap this up, just to answer a couple questions that I put on the website, the birth, we covered the birth of Jesus and falsehoods attributed to him, such as the three wise men and the star David and being born in a manger. Also, his mother Mary, she was never married that we know of, and she was a virgin. The Quran discussed Mary. Like I said, she has her own chapter. She has her own chapter called Surah Maryam. She's also mentioned 18 times in the Quran. The story of her being married to this gentleman Joseph is from Bible lore, and this is to tie Jesus into when they say. They call him the Lion of Judah. The saying Joseph is to tie him into being a Jew, because Miriam didn't come from the Miriam wasn't a Jew, and nor was she from that line. So they have to tie him into being the Lion of Judah. So how do you give him this gentleman Joseph, who was a Jew, who descended from that, and that's how you tie him into being the line of Judah. I explained to you why we call him Issa ben Miriam. He had no father, so Ben means son of Miriam, that's his mother. So 13 times in the Quran he was called Issa ben Miriam, and he's also mentioned 27 times in the Quran. For further, I found this out, just give you a quick reference, is a book that I purchased years ago. It's called A to Z. It's a ready reference of the Quran. It's based on a translation by Abdul Yusuf Ali. Also, I took a great course a couple of years ago. It's on secretshub.org. It's a class called Christianity Through a Muslim's Lens. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a great course that I took to give you a great understanding of Christianity as a Muslim, so you can have some understanding of what you're dealing with. Look it up. It's on secrets.org, and the class is called Christianity Through a Muslim's Lens. All right, before we wrap this up, I want to let you know to please subscribe to us on iTunes. It's up under Glad Tidings. You can look for our emblem, or you can type in Hakdawa Media and look for our emblem and subscribe. Please rate us. Let us know what we need to work on or whatever. Tell us that we're doing a good job. You can also find the show notes for this show on blogger.com up under Hakdawa, HakkDawah. It's all written as one word. Don't forget to look us up and follow us on Facebook at the Hakdawa Group. It's abbreviation for group. It's GRP. Look for us on Facebook, the Hakdawa Group, all one word. Like I said, subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Any mistakes is from me. Anything good that you will receive from this is from Allah. I greet you. I leave you as I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Look for us next week for another episode. Assalamu alaikum.